The UK faces a tough challenge. It needs to increase its renewable energy use from 3.3% to 15% by 2020 to meet EU targets. But in December, the government halved the subsidies it pays for energy generated by solar power, making this task even more challenging. Councillor Julian German, Cornwall's Cabinet Member for Climate Change, says changes to the feed-in tariff have impacted our ability to achieve EU goals.
We would have seen an explosion in renewable energy use if the feed-in tariff had stayed at the levels which they were initially set out at. And in terms of the government's and the council's objectives, I believe that that would have given us a firm basis to meet our 2020 targets.
The government argue they'd always planned to reduce the substantial tariff rates of 43p per unit of energy created. And with the fall in price of solar panels and installation costs, they say the rates don't need to be so high. However, renewable energy companies disagreed with how quickly the government's changes were implemented, which has led to an ongoing court battle. Dr. Tim Jones from Community Energy Plus says that the court battle and tariff changes have not confidence in the sector.
The changes in the tariff system have created a huge amount of uncertainty. Certainly we've, in responses to consultations back to the Department of Energy, have said, you know, the inconsistency and the lack of certainty has put a lot of, particularly for us community groups, off.
Professor Stephen Frankel, founder of Weybridge Renewable Energy Network, says the government have undermined the aims of the subsidy.
It's a bit mischievous to create instability in a feed-in tariff, because that's exactly what it's supposed to avoid.
And Councillor German says solar power incentives are important to encourage wider use of renewables.
When you see your neighbour putting up solar panels, and we've seen a lot of examples of this really, it makes people think, and then other people do it.
It's still unclear whether the UK will meet its EU targets, but changes to the solar feed-in tariff haven't made the job any easier, and confidence in the sector as a whole has reduced. It seems David Cameron is struggling to live up to his promise of having the greenest government ever. This is Patrick Lahan for Radio Falmouth News.